North Iowa's best variety on your Monday morning, 95.9 KCHA, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM with Community Conversations, brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center, and joining us via a phone line from the Charles City Public Library, which is what, just down the block, maybe a block and a half from the studio?
Something like that. It's pretty close.
We do. We have a Cameron joining us. Good morning, Cameron.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
How are you today?
Oh, I mean, it's Monday, but things could certainly be going worse. We've got a lot of stuff going on at the library, and I'm a little tired just thinking about it, to be honest with you.
Right. I'm looking at the online calendar right now. My jaw about hit the floor with how many events are coming up.
Obviously,
with kids being out on summer break, you have a lot of kids' events going on over the next few weeks. So, well, I guess we'll just start off with the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll try to roll through this as quick as I can, and I will probably still manage to forget something. But first of all, we've got a couple of things that are happening tomorrow. First off, tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m., we've got a children's summer book club that's kicking off with Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. So for kids who have completed about third grade and up, feel free to come and join us at 1 o'clock tomorrow for the beginning of our Harry Potter Summer Book Club. We also have, later tomorrow, we've got Fairy Creature Caves and Gardens happening at 6 o'clock. That is a family craft, and we request that people call ahead and register for that. But if you think you might be interested in making a fairy cave or garden, feel free to sign up. That's tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. Let me see what else is happening tomorrow. We've got Read and Feed going on at 11 a.m. That's where it sort of takes place of our regular story time, but you bring your lunch and you enjoy stories outdoors in the park down by the river. So that is every Tuesday at 11 o'clock starting tomorrow. Otherwise, coming up this week, we've got Wonderful Wednesdays starting up on June 4th. That's this Wednesday. The Grout Museum is coming to do a program on combustion. I don't know exactly what that means, but, you know, if things are combusting, that sounds like it'll be a pretty fun time, if you want my honest opinion. So that is happening on Wednesday this week at 1 o'clock. You do not need to register. The following week, on June 11th, we are having bats come into the library. I know we've had people come and bring snakes before. We've had people come and bring, like, different bugs. This year, we are trying it out with bats. That is happening next Wednesday on the 11th.
So you get a lot of loose in the library?
No, I'm pretty sure they bring a tent.
Okay. Just walking in the library seat.
I don't think they're just loosey-goosey.
That would be an entertaining aspect of it, though.
Oh, that certainly would be. I think that would be highly entertaining. You're not wrong. Otherwise, coming up later this week, Stacy is continuing to do her Read Round Town on Thursdays at 10 o'clock a.m. This week, she is doing a school bus tour in the public library's parking lot. I believe one of the school buses is going to be there, and people can take a look at that while she reads some story time related books. That is this week, the school bus tour here at the library. Next week, she is heading over to Avenue of the Saints Vet Clinic, where she is going to be reading some books over there. Again, all of this is happening Thursdays at 10 a.m. throughout the month of June. Otherwise, going on next week, we have Charcuterie Creations. That's happening for kids who've completed second grade through about fourth grade or so, where you get to make a fun lunch and play outside games. That's happening a week from today at 10 a.m. or at 2 p.m. Finally, we've got two more programs that I want to plug real quick. Next week on Thursday the 12th, we've got a Nerf night for teens. Please call ahead of time and register for that one if your teen might be interested in doing a Nerf night. And then in a couple of weeks, on the 17th, we've got a special guest, Little Creature Creator Club of Des Moines, coming and doing a Design a Game program from 5 until 8 on Tuesday, June 17th. That one also requires registration, so feel free to call ahead to make sure that there's room.
That is an awesome opportunity. Design your own game.
Yeah, right?
How often do you get to do that?
Pretty cool.
Right? So that's a lot of events coming up for kids, you know, with summer break and all that. I also see several adult activities as well. Talk about those.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So coming up just this week, we are discussing a new book for our Thick Book Book Club. I love saying that. All of the books in a row. It's very fun. That's happening this June 4th. That's Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. here at the library. We're discussing the first part of Stephen King's book, 11/22/63. It's got some weird time travel elements going on, and it's about the JFK assassination. I'll be honest, I tend to cram my books right before the meeting, so I haven't technically started it yet, but I can fly through the first part, no problem. We are discussing that June 4th, and then we are discussing parts 2 and 3 happening in July and then later in August. So we're splitting up these thick books. You don't have to feel like you need to tackle it all at once. Otherwise, coming up towards the end of the month, Annette is starting a romanticy book club that she's calling the Bascaius Book Club. That is happening on June 26th at 5 p.m. over at Prologue Books and Wine, also, incidentally, very close to the radio station. So they're beginning by discussing the newest Fourth Wing book called Onyx Storm, and she's hoping to continue with other romanticy books in the future. If you're interested in that, feel free to contact the library, and we can hook you up with one of those books. Otherwise, coming up sooner than we probably expect, it's not happening until July, but we expect it to be a very big event. We have William Kent Kruger coming into town. He's written several New York Times best-selling books, including This Tender Land, Ordinary Grace, and the Cork O'Connor Mysteries series, all set in Minnesota, I believe.
Nice.
So anybody who's interested in coming to that, he is coming into town on Monday, July 14th at 6 o'clock. We're letting people know this far enough in advance because we request that everybody register if they're interested, just to make sure that we have enough room for everybody who wants to come and swing by. Our meeting room can fit 150 people, you know, before we hit fire code issues. And we've already gotten people who are very, very interested in coming to that. So please let us know ahead of time if you plan on attending that event. Otherwise, one last plug. For both adults and kids, we've got loot boxes and bags happening again. If you're familiar with, like, subscription boxes, this kind of a fun thing that's popped up in the last few years where you'll, like, pay money and then someone will send you a book and some other goodies in through the mail. Well, ours are free. And we provide library books that you obviously have to return after a little while. But then there's also some fun goodies that we throw into the boxes for your own amusement so that you can keep those forever and ever if you want to. So if you are interested in receiving a box or a bag in June, July, or August, contact us now to sign up.
Perfect. That's a lot of events coming up over the next several
weeks.
Yeah,
I know. Have I talked myself silly yet? I might have.
I don't know how you do it. You and Annette are just busy all day long, all day, all night, doing all this stuff.
Oh, so, Stacy does a lot of these too. Summer
and Stacy,
her busy time being the children's librarian.
That's right. Can't forget about Stacy too. And if you happen to miss some of these events, you can check them out on the community. I would say the calendar, which is online at charles-city.lib.ie.us. But you can also find updates on the Charles City Public Library Facebook page as well.
Absolutely.
Talk about your summer hours.
Summer hours this year have kind of settled into the same rhythm that they were last year. So Monday and Tuesday, we are looking 10 to 8. Wednesday and Thursday, we are open 10 to 6. Friday, it's 10 to 5. And then on Saturdays, we are open from 10 until 3.
All right. Perfect. Anything else you want to promote when it comes to Charles City Public Library?
Oh, my gosh. I haven't done enough already.
Anything that you may have missed?
Oh, goodness. I'm pretty sure we covered the most important stuff that's coming up. If you have any further questions, though, feel free to contact us.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much, Cameron, for joining us. Always a fun time talking to you, and we'll talk to you, either you or Annette, here in 2 weeks.
All right. Excellent. Sounds like a plan.
Thank you very much. Once again, Cameron at the Charles City Public Library. Always a fun time there. charles-city.lib.ia.us.